your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
For the first time in 2 years, there's been a rise in unemployment. Figures out this morning show it rose by 15,000 between March and May to 1.85 million. There was also an increase in the number of people claiming jobless benefits in June. But the Employment Minister, Priti Patel, insists the overall trend is positive.
We have to look at not just the figures on the quarter, but over the last year, where employment actually rose by over a quarter of a million. So this is also a reflection of the strength of our economy, the fact that our economic recovery is well on track.
In Kent, the number of people out of work has fallen. There were almost 16,600 people in the county claiming job seekers allowance in June. That's down by more than 800 on the month before.
This is KMFM News.
Freight bosses have welcomed plans for a secure zone to protect lorry drivers heading to Dover from migrants camped at Calais. It's being set up after recent disruption at the French port saw hundreds of people try to get onto vehicles waiting to cross the channel. The Road Haulage Association has also been telling MPs about the impact it's having. Chief Exec Richard Burnett says it could be costing the industry £1 billion.
What we're talking about, you know, are full loads that are being destroyed. You take, you know, £30,000, for instance, as an average cost per load. It doesn't take many loads per day, per week, to actually rack up that kind of number over a year.
Meantime, a group of suspected illegal immigrants have been arrested after being spotted walking along the A2 near Canterbury. Several drivers called 999 after three men were seen on the London-bound carriageway near the slip road for Bridge just before Harpast Eight. They're due to be taken to the immigration centre at Dover.
KMFM News.
A drink driver from Kent who rammed a police car and drove at an officer has been jailed. It happened when police were called to reports of a vehicle being driven on the wrong side of a road in Surrey last month. 21-year-old James Rosen from Marlborough Drive in Kemsley has been locked up for 44 weeks and banned from driving for a year. 50 pence will be added to the average household energy bill this winter as the National Grid takes urgent measures to stop an electricity supply shortage. It comes as British Gas has announced a 5% cut to its domestic gas prices. Mark Hodge is the chief executive and explains why they've made the reduction.
We want to be competitive. We take a whole series of factors into consideration. We take the cost of gas, the gas we buy on behalf of our customers. We also take all the other costs that go into delivering the gas to people's homes.
KMFM News.
There's been another small development regarding the future of Kent's Manston Airport. Bosses at Thanet Council have agreed to appoint lawyers to investigate the finances of the American company wanting to join forces with them to buy it. River Oak has offered to pay the costs of a compulsory purchase of the site and work with the authority to get it reopened as an airfield. Chris Wells is council leader.
If the previous administration had done what we're planning to do now 14 months ago, we'd have been a lot further down the road than we are right now, and we'd have done without a great deal of prevarication and time wasting.
Manston closed in May last year and is owned by Regeneration Specialists. And there's been a huge setback for the team trying to fly a plane powered only by the sun around the world. Solar Impulse 2 has developed a battery problem and has been grounded until at least April.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket, and it's the third day of Kent's championship game against Surrey. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the visitors to the Oval reached 336 in their first innings yesterday. Sam Billings hit 99 and Callum Haggett made 80. A short time ago, the home side had moved on to 231 for four. On to football now, and Raheem Sterling's on his way to Australia to join up with his Manchester City teammates on their pre-season tour. The England forward completed his record £49 million transfer from Liverpool yesterday. He's told the club's official website, City TV, he can't quite believe he's broken an English transfer record.
Things have come really fast over the last couple of years, and I've just had to learn how to take it in my stride, but I'd never imagine to be at this point at this age I am now.
Meantime, Gillingham's Josh Pritchard has been told to find a new club. The midfielder, who was made available for transfer at the end of last season, hasn't been included in the squad's training camp in France this week. They're currently based in Le Touquet and will play against a French side behind closed doors on Friday.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.